From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Catherine Wheeler. Former Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster's administration did withhold DNA evidence connected to a 2011 officer-involved fatal shooting in St. Louis, according to a report released Tuesday by Attorney General Josh Hawley. The report states that the Koster administration and St. Louis police failed to inform the family of Anthony Lamar Smith that the DNA of former officer Jason Stockley was found on a gun recovered from Smith's car, while Smith's DNA was not on it. Attorney Al Watkins represents the family.
It was not disclosed. This despite a federal court proceeding with orders in place mandating the disclosure of this evidence.
But Hawley's report also says there's no evidence that the Koster administration or police possessed or knew that a video recorded by a bystander existed. Stockley was found not guilty in September of first-degree murder, which touched off several weeks of protest in the St. Louis area. A temporary jail in southwest Missouri has finished construction but sits empty due to a staff shortage. The Springfield News Leader reports that a series of semi-trailers have been outfitted with sleeping bunks and other features to house up to 108 inmates at Greene County. The facility was turned over to Greene County Sheriff Jim Arnott about 2 weeks ago. Arnott says he doesn't have enough staff to house inmates at a temporary jail. He says he's working to hire officers, but low wages make it difficult. The trailer was built with the intention to save money. County officials say it will cost less to keep overflow inmates in the temporary jail than to pay for housing in other counties. Arnott does not know when the temporary jail will be operational. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri joined the chorus of Democratic colleagues today calling on Senator Al Franken to step aside following allegations of sexual harassment. KCUR's Brian Ellison reports.
McCaskill's statement came in the form of a forward tweet this morning. Al Franken should resign. Several women have accused Franken of forcibly kissing or inappropriately touching them. The Minnesota Democrat has apologized but disputes some of the claims. More than a dozen Democrats in the Senate have now similarly condemned Franken. A spokeswoman said McCaskill would have no further comment today. She's facing a tough re-election bid next year and has come under fire from state Republicans for not returning money raised at an event headlined by Franken. But McCaskill has donated $30,000 to Missouri food banks. That's the amount Franken has given her campaigns. I'm Brian Ellison.
Missouri's recently ousted Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven says Governor Eric Greitens never met with her to discuss his expectations of her or his goals for education. Van Deven says she wasn't surprised when the State Board of Education voted to fire her last week because Greitens had been maneuvering for weeks to name board members who would agree to remove her. The Springfield News Leader reports Van Deven said turnover on the board happened so quickly she didn't even have a chance to meet new board members before they voted. She says she isn't sure what the future holds, but Van Deven says she wants to stay in education and she's concerned about education policy in Missouri. Greitens never cited any specific actions Van Deven took to prompt his efforts to fire her. A small plane has crashed near a gas station in an area near the Spirit of St. Louis Airport near St. Louis, but apparently missed hitting anyone on the ground. The crash happened around 3 p.m. today in Chesterfield, Missouri. TV footage shows that a plane crashed on the parking lot of a BP service station and may have clipped a roof over the gas pumps. The station is less than a mile from the airport. The plane did not appear to hit gas pumps or cars, but footage shows it caught fire. There was no immediate word about injuries or how many people were on the plane. Spirit of St. Louis serves mostly smaller planes and commuter jets. I'm Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.